I'm Health Coach Heather, and you are listening to episode 172, part 3 of The Magic of Creating Wealth and Abundance. You are listening to the Healthy Families World podcast, hosted by Health Coach Heather. Master health coach and wellness educator specializing in family health. This show is about raising a strong, healthy, resilient family with confidence and courage in a confused world. So hang out with me each week to learn practical coaching tips, parenting advice, nutrition suggestions, and stress reducers to apply to your mental and physical well-being. Before we jump into this podcast episode, parents, I want to remind you that I have mindset classes for kids coming up, starting May 2nd. So if you have a child between the ages of 8 and 18, I'm going to invite them to come and check out those trainings, those classes. Okay, we have online and in-person classes starting May 2nd. So go to healthcoachheather.com and find out more about that. And if you have a child who wants to have a summer business and make their own money, I've got a new 6-week training coming up for kids ages 11 and up, and it's called Biz Kids. And I'm going to teach them how to operate and run their very own business so that they can be successful in the world and have a successful summer making their own money and going on their own adventures and using their own money for that. So you can check that out at healthcoachheather.com as well. On with the show. Welcome back to the Healthy Families Rule podcast. I am your host, Heather Mitchell, and we are going to finish up our series on the magic of creating abundance and wealth. In parts 1 and 2, we really dove into some great, great content about who kind of came up with these ideas of manifesting wealth. And then we talked about our 40-day plan, if you remember, how to go 40 days consistently, consecutively manifesting this wealth. So if you haven't started yet, that's okay. I recommend you kind of listen to this whole series and then get ready to start. That's what I'll be doing. As soon as things settle down in my life a little bit, I will be starting that 40 days of abundance series, manifesting that. We are reading from the book, The Abundance Book by John Randolph Price. And you can pick this book up on Amazon. This is where I got the book, or rather where my husband got the book, and then he gave it to me. So here we go, part 3. Part 3 is all about you are your own money. So let's see what it has to say about us being our own money. I hope to get through parts 3 and 4 today of this book. Webster says that money is a medium of exchange, a measure of value, a means of payment. In short, money is what people use to buy things. Nothing evil, unspiritual, or too materialistic there. Money is simply a part of the physical living process, and in the past, it was as varied as stones, beads, feathers, fish hooks, animal skins, and shells. To establish a standard value in the system, metal coins were later made, each one stamped with a design to guarantee its value. This first took place about 600 BC in the country now called Turkey. The paper money got its start in China during the 1300s. Today, we give paper money and coins to people for the things they sell or the work they do. Simple, isn't it? Where it gets complex is that many people do not have sufficient paper or coins to exchange for the goods and services they need and want. Why not? Because their consciousness is not attracting, or it is literally repelling, the energy of money. And that's very curious, because the energy of all form, including money, is already an inherent part of each individual's force field, an essential part of his or her light body. To help me understand this, I redefined money as follows. Money is
my own natural energy field. Let's analyze each word more fully. What does my mean? It relates to me or myself as a possessor of something. What about own? It means belonging to oneself and natural. It means God-given, genuine, normal, and essential essence. Energy? The word was first coined by Aristotle to express the concept of vigor of expression. The mystery school in Alexandria then began using the word to describe cosmic forces, the power and force of omnipresence, that which we are individualized. Each one of us is the very energy of the universe personified, and yield? It's defined as harvest return payment, for example, to bring something forth as a result of cultivation or as a return from investment. So those are the words that he wanted to break down. My own natural energy field. My own natural energy yield, not field. With the above understanding, let's now describe money this way. Money is my very essence, which when properly expressed, returns to me as an all-sufficiency of legal tender to be used in exchange for goods and services. Okay, let's read that again. That's good. Money is my very essence, which when properly expressed, returns to me an all-sufficiency of legal tender to be used in exchange for goods and services. Now we see that in its original form, energy, money has already been distributed equally among all souls on the planet, and an equal opportunity exists right now for every single individual to enjoy a full measure of visible abundance. You are your own money. Money is you. Creating a deeper understanding of money for individual prosperity. In my description of money, three words in this statement need further emphasis. They are when properly expressed. You see, unless you create a cause with your natural energy through expression, you cannot have an effect. Your energy is expressed or invested, and the yield is your return in the form of visible supply. How do you express your energy, your very essence? Through your thoughts, feelings, words, and physical activities, all combined in a daily program of meditation, controlled visualization, intense love, joyful thanksgiving, verbal harmlessness, and right action. In this case, for the express purpose of cultivating your energy field for the harvest of money. Oh, was there a little blip or negative tug in your consciousness when the term harvest of money was used? Still think that money is the root of all evil? The worship of money is, but not money itself. Let me say that again. That money is simply a medium of exchange. What people use to exchange for goods and services, a part of the physical living process while on earth, your energy made visible, instead of equating money with greed, selfishness, exploitation, and bondage, think of benevolence, generosity, goodwill, and freedom. For example, the spiritual values of visible money supply. Let's continue. We were talking about cultivating your energy field or conditioning your consciousness. Here's an outline of the daily program I was referring to. Number one, meditation. Personally, I feel that the 40-day prosperity plan is a must. Even after the initial 40 days, continue using meditating on one or more of the 10 statements each day to maintain the abundance vibration in consciousness. The principles of abundance, as discussed in part 2, do not conflict with part 3. For example, I say in the second section, money is an effect. When you concentrate on the effect, you are forgetting the cause. And when you forget the cause, the effect begins to diminish. When you focus your attention on getting money, you are actually shutting off your supply. You must cease believing that money is your substance, your supply, your support, your security, or your safety. Money is not, but God is. Now look again at my definition of money, my own natural energy yield. The yield is the effect or the outer symbol of the inner supply. While the cause is your God-given essence, the energy which underlies the outer manifestation. Think of it this way. The spiritual definition of money is both cause and effect, invisible and visible, consciousness and form, giver and gift. But we do not focus on money in form as our supply. Rather, we contemplate and recognize the energy of money, which is our spiritual consciousness, and we let the form appear. Please make sure that you have understanding on this point before moving on. Number 2, controlled visualization. Before I share the visualization that was given to me by higher self, I want to tell you about a realization I had years ago. In a particular state of consciousness and corresponding financial hole that I was in at the time, I kept looking for a miracle. Now, miracles are wonderful, and there's no order of difficulty in miracles. But the particular miracle that I wanted was the sudden manifestation of money without the consciousness for it. You know, the doorbell rings, and when you open the door, there's a huge basket full of money, or the heavens open up and manna as money falls in your lap, etc. While I considered God as the source of my supply, I didn't quite understand that spirit's primary outlet for manifestation in the third dimensional plane was through people. I hadn't had the awakening that each one of us is spirit's channel for each other. In fact, I turned away from people in a false sense of spiritual pride. What do they know about spiritual abundance? And the hole got deeper. Until we reach the level of consciousness where we can instantly manifest form out of substance, our visible supply comes through our other souls on this planet. Since people are the energy of money, we are in truth sharing ourselves, our essence, with each other. About this time, someone will raise the point that in the 40-day prosperity plan I write, if you look to any other human person, place, or condition for your supply, you are shutting down the flow. If you give power to any mortal as even being the channel for your supply, you are limiting your good. And that is a fact. We do not look to any particular individual for our good, nor do we specify any mortal channel as the source of our supply. This is outlining. And such a practice is in violation of universal law. However, we do recognize that the yield, our visible money supply, will flow to us through and from physical beings living on this planet in exchange for something given. Do you see the difference? Please contemplate this point until you do. Now to the visualization. During that particular tough financial period, or so it seemed at the time, I finally got quiet, went into a meditative state, and spoke these words. I invite the Spirit of God to think through me. I'll not try to think, nor will I struggle to stop my own thinking. I now let the Christ presence use my mind to think about my financial affairs and the solution to this problem. Here's the answer that came through. Know that I am with you always, I am all you seek. Seek therefore me. I am the spirit of the invisible and the visible. I am the substance behind all things. I am the energy of creation. Do as I say, do and all will be well. Through meditation, gain the consciousness of the plentifulness of spirit substance flowing from the center of your being, which I am, a constant, bountiful force without end. Embody the infinity of the flow. Then release its fullness into the world to prosper all, including yourself. See it as a light stream connecting you with all souls on earth. See the light radiating from you and encircling the globe. The light stream is now the bridge on which the visible supply will travel to you. After the light connection is made between you and all the world, see the visible supply returning to you in waves of good, rolling, flowing to you from every direction, back to the center that you are, that I am. Let the waves engulf you. Then see yourself using the supply in peace, love, and joy. The light bridge must be continually supported with and by love. Therefore, your thoughts, emotions, words, and actions must be loving at all times. Okay, that's pretty powerful, you guys. How often do we get stuck in just gossip and negative thinking of other people and situations? We're going to cut off our supply, our flow, according to this book here, which makes sense to me anyways. Your thoughts, your emotions, and words and actions must be loving at all times. Where are you falling short of expressing and thinking and feeling that love? I can think of several things yesterday I did that cut off my flow. Therefore, today I need to check myself, keep myself in a positive, loving state to turn that flow back on. And I think that's probably where I myself in the past haven't been as productive as I could have been because of my thinking, of course. So working on that thinking is going to be crucial for us in doing this abundance prosperity plan. Let's continue. It was then I fully realized that we are truly our brother's keeper, but in a different way than I had previously considered. As I meditated on the transmission, the mental pictures for the visualization began to take shape. The eternal fountain of all good within, forever flowing without end, the infilling or embodiment of that flow until my cup runneth over, mentally opening the door of my consciousness and releasing the flow to move around this world as a golden light, lifting each soul into a new vibration of abundance. I saw the oneness as every man, woman, and child on the planet was connected in the light, and I began to see the visible supply being attracted to everyone without exception. And I saw joy and gratitude on the faces of people everywhere, a thanksgiving to God as their needs were met. And then I saw the visible supply begin to flow to me, returning in waves, and I watched it coming from all around the world, closer and closer, until in my imagination I felt the wave engulf me and almost take my breath away. I felt more prosperous than I had felt in my entire life, and I began to see this money put to work in the most useful, loving, productive, and supportive way. In less than 30 days, the so-called financial problem had disappeared entirely. So I ask you to practice either this same visualization or another one which invokes a powerful emotional response. A word of caution. If there is greed and selfishness in your consciousness, the particular meditative visualization that I described may create great disorder in your financial affairs. It must be practiced with a consciousness of good for all, unconditional love, and spiritual oneness. Number 3, intense love. Ageless wisdom teaches us that money is the energy of divinity, and that in fulfilling our needs,
We must work with the energy of love and not desire. I have found that if I somehow shut down the love vibration, the feeling of complete unconditional love for everyone, I am putting a heavy restriction on my visible supply. And of course, this goes back to part of the transmission I received from within. The light bridge must be supported with and by love. Remember that our natural energy is love. Therefore, the yield is created out of love and returns to us on wings of love. Without the intense radiation of love, there simply cannot be the full and complete manifestation and attraction of supply in form. Number 4, joyful thanksgiving. Joy and gratitude come from a loving heart. If these qualities are missing in your consciousness, go back to step number 3 and practice the art of loving. Find someone or something you can love in your mind and focus the love radiation on that image. Then begin to shift it to people and situations that you find difficult to love. Love life and every physical manifestation of life. And as you do, begin to express gratitude for the good that is yours now, for the beauty of nature, for friends and loved ones, for the infinite blessings of God, and for the solution to every problem and the fulfillment of every need. Feel the joy that is rising up in you. That's the vibration that will keep you in tune with all the channels that God has selected for you and your good. Number 5, verbal harmlessness. The wisdom teaching also tells us that criticism, verbal abuse, selfish speech, and words of hate darken the soul, poison all life, bring retribution, and remove us from the way of wholeness. If you truly want to maintain your natural energy in a positive form, producing vibration, and keep your bridge of light intact, develop a consciousness that practices only verbal harmlessness. Harmlessness in both thoughts and words is the destroyer of all limitation. Number 6, right action. If you have carefully followed the first 5 steps, you'll be led to right action and guided in all your ways. What are some examples of right action? Maintaining order in your life, beginning with your body, your home, and your work activity. Listening to and following the inner voice without procrastination. To do that which needs to be done now. Accepting your responsibilities and doing the best you can in every situation. Acting with grace, poise, ease, and serenity. And sharing your visible supply according to the inspiration and guidance of spirit, and not from outside pleas and pleasures. Regarding the sharing, Jan and I proved to ourselves long ago that we simply cannot outgive God when it's done in fun. That the more we lovingly care, the more we joyfully share. And the more we joyfully share, the more we happily have. Nothing devious or manipulative about that. It's just a way of working with the universal law of abundance. Freeing the race mind from dominant beliefs in lack and limitation. If enough people would follow these 6 steps on a sustained basis, we could dramatically change the vibration of humanity's collective consciousness. Perhaps it was best said by Jason Andrews in The Super Beings, quote, "The good of the whole must begin with the good of the individual. You help the world when you help yourself. Remember, we are all one, all waves in the same ocean, and one man's consciousness of abundance and well-being with its outer manifestation releases more light into the race consciousness for the benefit of all. So start with yourself. Start with your own natural energy and let it bring forth the yield, not only for you, but for your brothers and sisters throughout this world." Okay, we just finished part 3. There's another part here, part 4. I'm just checking to see if there's more than part four. It looks like part four is the last of it. So we have an option here to keep reading and go through part four and just be done. Make this our three-part series of abundance. Or we can stop here and then I can finish part four next week. And I think that's what I'm going to do because I'm running short on time right now. So I'm going to stop right here. And next week, we're going to finish part four. And this will be our four-part series of creating wealth and abundance. So what you'll need to do is go back, listen to this podcast episode carefully, take the notes you need to take, and then start implementing these tips. And during your 40-day prosperity plan, you need to start getting into the vibration and emotion of love and abundance and gratitude at all times. Do not break that flow. All right, you guys, thanks so much for listening to this podcast episode. See you next time. Bye-bye. Don't forget that I have mindset classes coming up for your teens and tweens. Ages 8 to 18 are invited to join me for a 6-week mindset class, either online or in person. We start May 2nd. So if you're not signed up yet, go to healthcoachheather.com or check the notes of this podcast. Click on the link and get your child signed up, and I can teach them all about creating a positive mindset, which in turn creates more abundance for them in their futures. Have a great rest of your day.